Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. I'm sorry this is going up a little late, but it's going up nonetheless. Nonetheless, no T. Glad to be back, glad to have you. Thanks for tuning in. So please tell somebody, tell your co-worker, enemies, couch makers, pillow makers, broom makers, TV makers, table makers, chair makers, taste makers, tell somebody about my podcast. It would really help me out. I'm already seeing a nice uptick. I say that every week, but it's very true. I see these very small upticks, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for helping me out. For however you listen, whether you're downloading or streaming, I appreciate it. So just keep doing it, and just tell people, please. This is my life. This is all I have. Okay? This is all I have. I recently had a doctor tell me if I don't get to, 5,000 listeners within 6 months, then I'm dead. So that's how modern medicine works nowadays. It's all about the number of followers and subscribers you have. It's not all about, your blood cell counts and all that kind of shit. It's followers and subscribers and likes. So, the more you get, the healthier you are, the better person you are. That'd be crazy. That's like a Black Mirror episode. Just your whole life just based on likes. I think that is an episode. Or like your star rating goes down, then you can't get into like a hotel and shit. It's crazy. But anyway, I guess I'll start with my milestone this week, as I usually do. We have a 6-year-old. Soon to be 7, he'll tell you, year old named Miles. And I like to do these milestones. Whatever he's going through, no matter how big or small, a fear, something great that happened, something bad that happened, I just kind of like to document it. And man, he is really into this Mario stuff, man. And I noticed this, he's really into games. He's into building games. Any game that you can build, he really likes it. He likes playing games, but I've noticed he loves Mario, he loves Pac-Man. That's his things now. But he would rather build levels because they had a Pac-Man maker, but it didn't really work out. It kind of failed. But then they have the Mario Maker 2, and he would rather much like build the levels than play the levels. But he does like to watch people play, but he's always like, oh, if I built it, I would build it this way. So that's his thing. He wants to build levels. He likes Minecraft. He's always building Pac-Man mazes. He's building the ghosts. He's building Pac-Man and making the power pellets. He makes Mario levels in Minecraft. So he really has that engineer brain, man. He likes building things, even with the languages, he just loves putting the letters and the sounds together. He just likes to build stuff. He's learning Spanish, he knows the Greek alphabet, Russian alphabet, English alphabet. I mean, he's obsessed with all this stuff, man. So I already know. Once he gets the Nintendo Switch for his birthday with this Mario Maker, I'm going to be playing Mario levels for the next 10 years. And I don't know. That's our thing. Like we still like to go out and kick the soccer ball around and hit a baseball and learn to ride his bike. He likes to run around, but he also likes to stay inside as well. It's just once you get him out, he's out. But it's just getting him out to play. But he really enjoys... he likes it all. When he gets into something, he's really into it. He doesn't like to come in, once we've been out, and once he's been in, he doesn't want to go out. But once you get him in either one, he's good. But yeah, that engineer brain, man, he really likes to build things. That's what he's into. And I don't know if that's a thing of for kids of his generation, where they just, I don't know. It's just like this is cool, man. It's just learning the physics of these games and building these levels and stuff. I think that's that's some next level stuff, man. But he really enjoys it, and I gotta keep pushing him towards this stuff. Even like the he's just a smart kid. This is turning into like the I Love Miles app, but like with the keyboard. You know, we found a video. He learned to play the alphabet song within 5 minutes, and he figured out on his own that how it's a scale. And he goes, "Oh, I can play this song over here, and way over here, and in the middle." And it's all he just figured out. It all sounds the same, but at just different pitches. And he kind of just figured that out on his own. So. Yeah, I gotta get him into an instrument. We gotta get him into a sport. He's already academically. We really don't have to push him that hard, but he's starting to get into the video games, and that kind of stuff. And that's fun. And we just have to make sure we're balancing him still learning with doing the games. Even though he's learning in the games, it's just all right, man. We gotta put this down, Reed. All right, sorry, I got sidetracked. I love my son. But it's just interesting to see all this stuff happening, man. Just what he's really getting into. I just want to cultivate all these, you know, these things that he's into. I want to help him grow as a person. But anyway, I got off track, everybody. That's what I do. But I was thinking about this. There's a saying, it loosely goes, behind every great man, there's a great woman, or behind it, you know, it's just, ladies, y'all always have to jump in and try to get credit for any and everything. You know, you just gotta saddle up next to success. You gotta get some credit. You just have to. Behind every success, there's a woman there helping out. What about us? Gotta get some FaceTime in when your guy's doing well. You know, like take Miss Blockbuster. I bet you from like a 92 to 07, she was running her yap. Talking about how great her husband was and how she stayed with him the entire time. And, hey, you know, it was her idea to charge the late fees. He didn't want to do it, but that was all me. I came up with the late fees. And then once the company went under, you didn't hear a fucking thing from Miss Blockbuster. No, but when they were knee-deep in jet skis and TVs, you know, When they're living a life, they all got a BlackBerry back in the day. She's getting her nails done, got her high hair like Carmella Soprano, running her yap. We, I stuck around, baby. It paid off. But as soon as it's like I just think about that sign that scene in Goodfellas. Where they bust out the restaurant, and old boy is like signing over all the like paperwork. He's like, Jesus Christ, can you fucking believe this? When her husband's having that scene, when the guys are taking the letters down from the Blockbuster sign, and he's signing those bankruptcy letters and paper, all those that paperwork. Where's Miss Blockbuster at, huh? Signing up to Mr. Netflix. That's what she's doing. She's meeting somebody on the old Netflix team. Just running her yap the entire time. And as soon as the ship goes down, they're the first one's off. The women and children. Off that beautiful yacht y'all been living on for over a decade. As soon as it hits a little something, oh, we got to get out of here. But the entire time you're walking around with your wine glass, showing everybody around, drunk, it's spilling. You got G's following you around trying to top it off. But as soon as it goes down, do you grab a wrench, huh? Do you head down to the bowels of the ship? The one that you helped decorate and design. You designed all the doorknobs and the accents. You had all this done, all this personalized stuff. Do you go down and try to repair the hole? No. You're on a safety boat. A Netflix safety boat. Headed off to the next guy. You rarely ever see, you know, some of these wives when the company's going down. Hey, man, ladies, y'all brilliant. Y'all set yourselves up just to be synonymous with successful men. That is insane. The way you just injected yourself into the whole situation. And you always hear about like a woman's intuition. Like, well, they women are intuition. You can't get nothing by us. We know everything. We can tell. Really? You couldn't? They couldn't tell what Bill Cosby was doing? Weinstein? All of a sudden, the women's intuition is just not a thing. You know? You can catch a guy cheating, going through his phone, find hair fibers. You're putting together Facebook messages. All this other stuff. But when your guy's a gazillionaire, all of a sudden, you just can't. You know, Weinstein coming home with fucking scrape marks on his face. You know, all these hot chicks in his movies. Not one question. You know, coming home, dick smelling like 22-year-old. You know, young actress pussy. No questions. It's like, I'm good. I got a new Birkin bag today. I think we can let it slide. You know, I can turn the blind eye. I got a couple pair of Louboutins today. It's all good. What's her name, Chanel? That's fine. I got a couple Chanels today myself. It's not a big deal. I let intuition gone. Not even mentioned. And I'm telling you, dude, almost every time these powerful dudes fuck up and they get caught for doing something horrendous, you can almost guarantee within the next week or two, some article is going to come out about their wife, about how she was either sick or she didn't know this or something awful that he did to her. Somehow, some way to separate her from him, but she's somehow still entitled to a large portion of this money that everybody else will want the guy to give away. He shouldn't have it. He should have to give it to all the women. But somehow the wife is just now women are dumb. They don't, what is she supposed to do? She's been with him for 20 years. Do you think she has any skills? She's used to a lifestyle. But I thought, you know, women can work hard and they're so much smarter than guys and they can do all this stuff. Why can't she start from the bottom? Right? Why do I sound like the most bitter dude ever? I sound like I've been in a divorce and I lost millions of dollars and I've never been in such a situation in my life. I've never been in a bad relationship. Never been in a bad relationship at all. But it's just funny. And women find a way to like just protect each other. We gotta make sure she keeps these millions of dollars that she really didn't help earn at all. She's gotta keep it. He has to get rid of his. But somehow we gotta find a way to make her look like the damsel in distress, and she needs this money to survive, and she was innocent in the whole thing, or somehow she was held hostage. It's just funny. But y'all do look out for each other, man. Women, y'all got it right. Y'all pamper yourselves. Men don't do that. I can't do it. Down to the smallest detail, women, they live in complete comfort. They have to. And I get it. There's horrific shit women have to go through, periods, childbirth, all that kind of stuff. But other than that, it's pure. It has to. This is 100% comfortable, down to the socks, literally. I accidentally put on a pair of my wife's socks, and I was just like, "Why do they make any other socks?" I mean, I have on socks that, I don't know, they're socks. But I put these other socks on. I was like, these actually feel good. It's soft cotton. It's plush. They make me like myself at the time. But I'm over here just wearing regular cotton. Down to the socks. There should be no other socks. No other socks but these socks. Why would you make any other pair? I didn't even know this was a thing. Women's socks are better. No one ever looks cozier than like a white chick in the wintertime with the hat with the ball on it, the scarf. Just always comfortable. Always. Ah, and this, dude, I'm for real. I don't want to hear any white woman complaining. I don't. I can't do it. I watched this Hack City documentary on Netflix. It's basically about what Facebook did with the data, the 2016 election, and how we're being manipulated by media company and social media, and how they target people very specifically. There's a chick on that documentary, while she's snitching, she is in an infinity pool, up to her like neck, shades on, in Thailand, snitching, comfortable, in Thailand. You can see the ocean out there. Nigga snitch, it's just like in the police station, they might have given you a cigarette or a cold burger from Wendy's, and you still gonna go to jail for a little while. And this motherfucker's at a resort in Thailand with a loose bun, shades on, just snitching, acting as if she wasn't part of the problem. How nice is that? Huh? White ladies, please explain to me, how can you even begin to complain when you're snitching at that level of comfort? There's no fear of like, if I say something, I gotta watch out for my mom and them. They still live over there in the hood. My cousin, his kids go to school with old boy daddy and them. Nope. She's just on camera, 4K, broad daylight, Thailand. Snitching on, millionaires and people running for public office. Not even worried. Not even worried. And niggas are worried about, about shit. They, it was just like, man, I saw an innocent person get killed at a liquor store, and I don't want to say shit. I don't want to say nothing. You know? But here you are, part of the problem. And just the level of just comfort you can just snitch with. I'm done with it, man. Just, God damn it. This is what I needed. I needed to get back to a ranty episode. I had fun. Hopefully you had fun, because I know I did. I was missing this version of me. I had to find something to go off on. I think I did, and I enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoy this rant. Before I wrap up here, I got a rest of the month. For me, I guess it's kind of busy. I'll be in Dayton on, let me check my calendar real quick. Let me pull it up. I'll be in Dayton this in a couple of weeks. It will be August 16th, Dayton, the Lodge with my boy Doug Morgan. Then I'll be at Bombs Away at Taft's Brewery in Cincinnati. That'll be fun. Wayne Mehmet and those dudes, I haven't seen them in a long time. And then the following week, August 22nd through the 24th, I'll be back at the Charlotte Comedy Zone with Mark Norman. So that's five shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So please come out. And then on the 30th, I'm back here in Charlottesville. We're doing another after show at the Southern. That's going to be, I think, $7 online, $10 at the door. And 8 o'clock, we got a fun panel. Should be dope. And that's the show. So there's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. I'm out. Peace.